going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Right now, whether you're on the mound, at the plate, or on the road, National Car Rental invites you to stop waiting and start winning. Book like a winner today. And Olshan, we bring you Texas Rangers manager Bruce Bochy. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. How are we doing?
Well, we're coming off another big win, so I think that's always a positive, even if some concerning injuries might have popped up along the way.
Yeah, you're right. Great win. Great job by the club. Swung the bats well. Corbin, terrific job, especially pitching in this ballpark. The ball's flying. It's like playing in Coors Field here. And you saw all the home runs last night. And so nice job of our staff just keeping them under control to win that one. Now, Seager, we'll get some information on him real soon. He's getting looked at as we speak and kind of know where we're at with him.
So the MRI has already taken place. You're just waiting on the results. Is that a fair way to put it?
Right. I'm just waiting to get the results. I'm waiting to hear back from our trainer, Lucky, and let me know the extent of this, and we'll see where we're at on whether it's an IL or he needs a few days. I just can't tell you now.
How much input, like I know the medical is a hugely important part of it, but how much input do you get from the player himself? Like, especially for Corey Seager, who's a veteran, who's been through this, who knows his body, how helpful is he to be like, well, I can compare it to this. I think it's going to be less time, and on and on.
Well, that's a good question. We take that information that they give us as far as what they feel like. Corey has had hamstring pulls before, and so he's got a pretty good idea on how bad he did it. Yeah, I will say this. He does a great job of playing with a hamstring issue or even a calf issue, which we saw earlier. He's able to keep under control to where he doesn't stress it out. And so, you know, last night, he did. Last night he did feel like, this may take a few days.
You got to feel pretty confident, Boach, after making some lineup adjustments last night and then seeing the result that you saw. What are you feeling today?
Yeah, well, it went well. I'll say that, with how it was set up. The first two guys get on, and Corey's up there with a couple men on base. Marcus in that five hole, he got a history of hitting with men on base and, gets a side fly, three-run homer. So sometimes you just change things up, though, to change it up. And I said this, I've been talking about doing something a little different to see if we can get firing on all cylinders. And So you hope it does do something. You don't know if it's going to work when you're moving guys around, but I have to say this, they've been great about it. Corey says, I'll hit anywhere, first, second, third, or seventh. And Marcus the same way. So this says a lot about who they are.
Does Marcus, does he celebrate a home run, or is he just like right back to business? I'm not even thinking about it.
Man, we all enjoy him, but yeah, he's not one to show a lot of emotion like Corey. You know, it's kind of the old school way. You know, hey, act like you've done it before. But that was a big one for us, especially in a game like that, because you know, you're going through your staff pretty good, but also you realize that the score can change so fast here. You get a guy or two on, somebody pops one. I don't know how many of those home runs would have been out at our ballpark, but if I had to guess, I'd say maybe three of them.
Oh, wow.
Talk with Bruce Bochy right here on 105.3 The Fan. You said something a few days ago that still feels relevant, and I would love if you could explain it anymore. When you're talking about Joc Pederson, you talked about the timing with him, and it's not about working harder, making drastic changes. Can you walk us through, like, what does that work look like? Like the timing in the cage, timing at the plate? Like, what all goes into that?
Yeah, with Joc, it's a lot of timing in the cage. He has his hitting guy too. He came out to Texas and they did a lot of work, in the cage, trying to get him on track. The biggest thing is, I think for these guys that go through these skids, it's how you deal with it. And I'll say this, he's the first one out there when we win the game, even though he went 0-for-4, he's upbeat when he walks in the clubhouse. So, you know, he's doing a terrific job of not, you know, feeling for himself or feeling sorry for himself. I mean, and just, you know, just think about the team and think about wins. And that's what you want to see from these guys. He will come out of this. And hopefully, you know, sooner or later, as we all say. But I feel like, the work that he's doing, it's going to pay off. Especially, you know, when he's got such a trusted hitting coach that he has in this hitting group that we have. And you just got to stay behind him. And in our hitters meeting yesterday, Pilar talked about it. Hey, we're all going to go through our skids, whatever, but we have to have each other's back and keep pulling for each other and support each other. And this is what this group does so well.
I would love to know your thoughts on this, because we get people who ask questions, or as you can kind of guess, sometimes complain about this. What would you say to the folks who place the blame on the hitting coach for the early offensive struggles?
Well, that's one of the toughest jobs, being a hitting coach, because, you can do all you can. You can do all the work you think you need to do, but,
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Not up there hitting and so you have the information for them, you have them prepared, and you just got to hope they come through. Now, I had an old coach of mine that would just let go with the Rockies, Bam Bam Mullins, and, you know, they're having a tough time, and I'm sure he had nothing to do with their woes, but sometimes changes are made because they feel like you have to have a different voice or something, and ultimately, it's up to the players, but it's up to us to motivate and have these guys prepared and all that. We have to do our job, and things aren't going well yet. You understand that, you know, that it could be a change.
Bam Bam's got to be a top 10 hitting name, by the way, you know, when it comes to that. When it comes to
true.
That. Is Josh Smith more than a utility player? Because I just don't know how many utility players in the league are doing what he does.
Yeah, oh yeah, no doubt. Well, he was my everyday left fielder when Wyatt went down. He could be. We saw him play every day at third base, shortstop. He is more than that. So he's a guy that I have to make sure I don't run him into the ground because he's so critical for this club. He can play anywhere and give guys days off. He handles it so well, and he's got a little thumb thing going on, so I have to remind myself we cannot lose this guy. We got to take care of him.
Yeah.
Well, do you anticipate maybe a couple of games missed here or there for Josh then, or he's just fighting through it?
No, he's playing through this.
Okay.
He's doing a terrific job, but I may give him the day off depending on where we're at with Corey today. Hopefully it doesn't happen. If he goes on the IL, we bring somebody up. And we're facing a left-hander, Sears, today. So if I'm going to give Smitty a day, today would be a good day to give him off.
You were talking a little bit about what Patrick Corbin did last night. This pitching staff overall, we've just been in awe of what they're doing. And I keep saying, you know, it's nice to have Mike Maddox's plan. You know, when he puts a really good plan together. But those guys have to step on that mound and execute it. Where is their confidence, each one of these dudes, as they go out for starts?
Great group of pitchers that we have here, starters and relievers. They have stepped up in a big way. The starters are, you know, they're just, you know, trying to match the guy before them who just threw a good game. The same with the relievers, doing a great job of picking each other up. Very close-knit group, and Mike does a terrific job, as you know. I mean, there's nobody better. And of course, you know, we got Jordan Teagues in the bullpen. He's helping out. Bush is, he's helping us out with the pitching. So we have a great staff to have these guys preparing, and you saw the work they put in. I mean, it's impressive how early they get there, how they go through the hitters and go through the game plan. We have a catcher's meeting along with the starting pitcher there, and then we have a big pitcher's meeting. So there's a lot of work involved with this, and Mike, he does such a great job.
And we saw that Leiter had a pretty good start last night in his rehab. How soon are you expecting him to make his way back? And then are you going to go to a 9-man pitching rotation?
Yeah, he did do a real nice job last night. He went for, I think, 2/3 of 60 pitches. All went well. So he's ready to go. And, you know, we'll come up with his game plan on when his start will be. But it's good to see him you know, come off this blister issue and throw the ball away. He's throwing.
Now, you mentioned earlier in our discussion that the ball was really flying out of the park yesterday. There have been a lot of complaints already about that ballpark and the logistics of it. Do you think anything is going to have to be done, or like adaptations or adjustments are going to have to be made to that ballpark? Because it's going to be there for a few years.
Yeah, well, I talked about it yesterday. I think the improvements that they have made at the ballpark. It's been really good. It's been impressive. The guys are comfortable, the clubhouse, all that. They got a new batter's eye there. Yeah, as far as how it's going to play, it's going to play small. It won't be all the time. It really depends on how the wind blows. If you see the wind blowing from left field to right field, that's when it knocks down the ball. It does do that. But when it's kind of blowing out a little bit, like it was last night, that's when it really carries. So I don't know if they're going to end up doing something because I know that's part of the game that is exciting for the fans, whatever. And, you know, the high scoring games and, you know, the home runs and things. So I don't think it's anything worse than Coors Field, for example.
Right.
So I just don't see any changes being made there. But who knows? If, as we move on from this and there's 8 to 10 home runs hit every game, yeah, you're probably right. Fences will go back.
You know, we've talked a lot about how the Rangers do a really good job of, like, mixing gut feelings with analytics. And one of the things you were just saying about the wind, that feels like a gut feeling where you've been doing this long enough and you're like, I don't need a weather report. I can see the way the flags are moving. Like, I know exactly what this wind is doing. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, it is. I've been to this park quite a few times. When I retired, I did some stuff in the minor leagues. That's where the Giants AAA team was. And, you know, it's funny when we were talking about the ballparks, how they would play in the new ballparks. The early reports are this is going to be a pitcher-friendly ballpark. I go, wait a minute, this is not a pitcher-friendly ballpark. Now, I don't have all the info you may have, but my eyes have seen that this ball flies here in Sacramento, and that's the way it's been going since the season started. But again, I've seen when it didn't fly well when the wind's blown across from left to right. Now in the summer when it's hot, it's going to fly a little bit more too. So you got to think about that.
Wow. I'd be interested to see how that ballpark goes the rest of the season. Now, Kamar Rocker pitching tonight, outside of obviously pitching well and keeping y'all in the ballgame to win, is there anything specifically that you're looking for as he continues down his major league path?
Well, I mean, the game he threw his last start, that's what we're looking for. Didn't walk anybody, pounded the strike zone, terrific command of the breaking ball and changeup and the fastball. It went in and out with it. He ran it, the two-seam ran on him, was in command the whole way. And that's who he is when he's good. And so he does that. Texas zone, he's going to have success here. It doesn't matter how the ballpark plays. If you make quality pitches, you'll pitch a good game here. You saw what Corbin did. You know what did he give up? A couple of runs there. That's a nice job by him.
Excellent. As always, teams 1-5-7. The Rangers fans are happy. Thank you very much for the time, good sir.
All right, guys. Good talking with you.
Go get Rangers, Boats.
There you go. Bruce Bochy right here on 105.3 The Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV. So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports?
You can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.